Indonesia holds its first direct presidential election tomorrow. The world's most populous Muslim country has been shaken by terrorism, Islamic extremism, and separatist insurgencies. Its people are mired in poverty. Indonesians are looking to a new president to tackle these problems. A former general is way ahead in the polls, while the incumbent finds herself in a three-way tie for second place. If no single candidate wins a majority, there will be a second round. NPR's Michael Sullivan has this election preview from Jakarta.
This week's presidential debate was a first for Indonesia's young democracy and a first for the country's current president, Megawati Sukarnoputri. For the notoriously media-shy Megawati, trailing badly in the polls, it was a chance to narrow the gap between her and her one-time security minister, turned challenger, former General Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. But President Megawati appeared and sounded nervous and uncomfortable, seldom looking up as she read from notes, often deferring to her running mate to help explain her achievements and her goals. Retired General Yudhoyono, by contrast, seemed calm, confident, and relaxed as he outlined his agenda for making Indonesia safer, more prosperous, and less corrupt. Yudhoyono's message and his manner are proving a hit in Indonesia's first direct presidential election and attracting many voters who once backed Megawati. In Jakarta's Kuningan neighborhood, several day laborers have stopped for dinner at a curbside food stall. Across the street and behind a wall soar four high-rise condominiums of Jakarta's wealthy elite. President Megawati, the daughter of Indonesia's founding father, Sukarno, was once viewed as the champion of the working poor. They helped propel her party to nearly 40% of the vote in the 1999 parliamentary elections. But many of those same people now complain Megawati has done little to improve their lives and done even less about corruption, two key issues in this campaign. Construction worker Ijad says he's voting for former General Yudhoyono.
Dari dia itu orangnya tegas, gitu. Terus ya sediam-diam.
He's firm, he's strong. And I think he would do something about corruption, the construction worker says. And being from the military, he won't be pushed around, either by the politicians or by other countries. So I think he can make things better. Bambang Harimurti, editor-in-chief of the newsweekly Tempo, says Yudhoyono's candidacy is also aided by his image as a political outsider.
Personally, he's a person who are very polite. He doesn't like to talk negatively about other people. He looks steady as a rock, and in time of, you know, transition, like a lot of uncertainties like in Indonesia.
Yudhoyono isn't the only ex-general running. The former armed forces chief Wiranto is currently in a three-way tie with President Megawati for second place. This despite Wiranto's indictment by a UN-backed tribunal for violence in East Timor. The presence of two generals among five candidates worries some human rights activists here. The former strongman and ex-general Suharto often used the military as an instrument of repression during his 32-year-long rule. But political analyst Wimar Witalar sees little chance of a return to authoritarian rule. Indonesian civil society, he says, is growing stronger every day.
That we have a direct presidential election, that the results are by no means predictable, shows that this is becoming a democratic country. And although it might not be very efficient at first, it will lead to better things in the future.
Results from tomorrow's election could come within a week. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.